For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's time for today's worst day on the web. With Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Oh, really? That sucks.
Call it fortuitous luck or just knowing how things were going to go. FEMA accidentally declared a major disaster for the state of Texas after the Saints-Cowboys game.
Okay.
And no, this is a real thing that happened this
Tell
past
me
week.
More.
FEMA says the email that it sent out declaring the state of emergency for a major disaster was meant to be for training purposes, but it happened quite literally right after the Cowboys got the living crap kicked out of them 44-19 by the Saints.
What did it read?
The original release said FEMA announced that federal disaster assistance is available to the state of Texas to supplement recovery efforts in the areas affected by the New Orleans Saints on September 15th, 2024.
Dang. And that... Look, there's some, you don't, why would they think that this is the good one? Because which city in FEMA do we associate the most?
New Orleans.
Yeah.
I mean,
Katrina.
Like, read the room a little bit here, folks. Wow. That is brutal, dude.
Mwah! I mean, it could not have gone any better. Christopher
or
Salas,
worse for the guy who lost his job because of the test.
Yeah.
Government job. He's probably keeping that.
There's a D.C. correspondent that saw this and replied with I don't know if this is supposed to be sent out internally as a joke, but FINA just sent this to our D.C. bureau. So this wasn't just like shotgun blast to... Like the Texas test zone. It was like the national email list.
Yeah, you hit the wrong button on that one.
You didn't hit the BCC.
Yikes,
or
bro.
Put in the like for internal use only.
Or just hit the test button. You see, you hit all users and you got to all of them.
This is in the grant, like the fact that it was like a tongue-in-cheek joke of like, the Cowboys just got the crap kicked out of them, and that they're in a
save that for the playoffs.
But I mean, it is hilarious.
Yeah,
very very well done.
There, we've had some of these go wildly awry. What was it? A couple years ago, we had in Hawaii, they did the tsunami one that went. It was a test.
Yeah.
And it looked like a real message, and people freaked
panicked.
Out. Wasn't that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what happens in Texas in this case? Does everybody run to the store to grab as many pair of jean shorts as they can?
Yeah. I mean, for a Cowboys loss to the Saints.
Grab your Jordan 12s and jean shorts quickly.
Dang. That's a combo.
Oh, my bad. It was 11s. They were Concords.
I think what you do is you're running out of the Bud Light. Because I think of, when I think of the Cowboys, I think of... Post Malone doing those Bud Light commercials too. And isn't Emmett Smith in some Bud Light commercials? Mm. Maybe you go get your Troy Aikman beer. Was it 8?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Remember he suing Lamar Jackson over it.
So you go and you get your Troy Aikman beer and your box of tissues. Mm. Just like toilet paper. Remember during COVID, toilet paper, hot commodity. I get your tissues and flat screen TVs because those got broken.
Yeah.
And your Troy Aikman beer.
I like
Maybe
it.
You get some Alamo. Get the Alamo beer. And then at that point...
Don't go full Alamo.
Lone Star. You call it a day at that.
Oh.
Look at the basement of the Alamo.
What is it? Amberbach? Amberbach's the dark beer that they love down there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Not familiar.
Yeah.
Not familiar
I'm not
that.
A dark beerman, so... But I had a bunch of buddies when I was living down there that were from the area. They loved Amberbach.
They're Lone Star, which is not a good beer.
It's dark. Dark beers suck.
Yeah. Well, I like some dark beers. Mm. Well, I'll mess with the dark beer from time to time.
Gross.
Guinness is nice.
Sucks.
No. Guinness, Nitro Guinness,
you do
really
not,
good.
No, you do not, beer should not be chewable.
No, Guinness it's is not, Guinness is not Guinness one of those thick, heavy one ones. It's no. a very light beer. It's light in alcohol content and in calories.
No, it's nasty. Yeah. Tastes like oil.
Are you sure you've been drinking Guinness?
Yeah, it's nasty.
Are you positive?
Positive.
Well, you drink mojitos, so your palate is on notice. Mojito.
You know what is kind of tasty, though? Little Black Butte Porter, do a half and half with that, and some Lindeman's Frambois.
Oh.
Yeah, that is a lovely, like, kind of, you know, Christmassy holiday drink.
See, yeah, the Black Butte Porter, I've never been a fan.
That's one of those ones that you can chew.
I'm
not a dark beer guy either, but that is delightful.
All right.
That's like a meal in a cup.
Let's see. Oh, it was, we have P1 Lawrence. Yes. It wasn't a tsunami. It was the nuclear missile launch warning. Yeah, his P1 Lawrence, my bro got that, who is born and raised in Maui. He went out to the beach and said, hell with it. Well, that's one way to do it.
If you're
That's probably what I would do.
If you're in Hawaii and you're like in a nuclear launch zone or a nuclear landing zone, throw on the sunglasses, bro.
Yeah. Just go ahead.
You're not riding it out.
Yeah, just take it. Yeah, I wouldn't want to do that.
Right?
You don't have a shelter.
No.
You're not going to be safe from that. Mm-mm.
Like, if all of a sudden, you know, they always talk about, like, the, you know, if you're on the West Coast and the tsunami's going to, like, the big one, when it comes, it's like, would I try to, outrun it? I'm like, where am I going to go?
Yeah, there's nowhere to run.
You know what I mean?
There's nowhere to run. Yeah, it was the nuclear, that would be terrifying.
Or if, like, you're in a big city, like, a nuclear missile's on the way. Get front row seats, bro.
Mm. Really? I think, like, big city, I may try to ride it out. I may try to find somewhere to go.
But I mean, if you don't have the capacity to, like,
yeah,
let's say you're in the suburbs. Let's say that Portland's targeted and you're in Beaverton and it's a, you know, a 75-mile radius that the thing's going to take out. It's like, well,
where would I go? Where would I go? Nobody has basements around here.
Nope.
That makes it tough.
Mm-hmm.
Makes it tough, man. I don't know what I would do.
There's plenty of people that are like preppers that have like storage zones, but not like basements.
Yeah, you ain't when that thing just goes, whoosh, what are you going to do?
Yeah, you're kind of cooked.
All right, well, happy lunch, everybody. You know?
Nuclear fallout, yeah. It's good times.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.